Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, joined in studio by Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers and the author most recently of Teaching with Authority, also the author of A Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One to Becoming a Better Apologist. And we are in the midst of our quarterly pledge drive where we come and ask you to help us stay funded for the next 3 months. Jimmy? Hi. Glad to see you. Welcome.
Likewise. Thank you. I was going to say also author most recently of 20 Answers New Testament. I turned in the manuscript minutes before coming on the show.
So, well, congratulations on getting a manuscript done.
And Thank you.
Very good. So now the wheels of the editorial department will start grinding along, and we'll have a brand new baby book when?
This spring.
This spring. Well, really?
Yeah.
Those wheels grind pretty quickly. I thought maybe 9 months of gestation, but no.
Not my understanding in this case.
All right. By the way, the number 888-291-8000 if you are ready and willing to support Catholic Answers right now. I have to say, because I promised people I would say it, I would tell you, we did make the match the first hour.
Yay. Now we have a new one.
It was close. But we made it. Closer than we would like, but we did make it, and we're very, very grateful to everyone who called and made their pledge in the last hour. The new match is what, Jimmy?
$10,000. So
all right.
We need to raise $10,000 in less than 60 minutes.
That's indeed right.
So we need to hear from people, and the number to call is 888-291-8000. For those of us who don't hear as quickly as we sometimes talk.
I don't know who you're talking about, Jimmy. I have no idea.
Us, we. I use the second person plural, first person plural.
Also, you could go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Or you could go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online.
I'm not taking any of this personally. 888-291-8000, a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We are only able to come to you four times a year via radio to ask you to support this radio program. This radio program does not continue without the large community of people who support it financially. And we are funded for 3 months out at a time. We're looking at a reserve somewhere or trying to build up an endowment. This is our funding for the next 3 months, and we come to ask you to help us do it. A donor has given us $10,000 for this hour on the condition that we raise $10,000 this hour. If you are an especially blessed person who can maybe do the $1,000 donation and kind of get us a little boost here to start, or maybe you're a $2,500 level or even a $5,000 level, that would help us move along quickly towards using up this $10,000. But last hour, I believe we did a great deal with $10 and $20 donations. Those are also very, very welcome. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I see, Cy, that we have quite a number of phone lines open so that right now for donations. So that means we have people sitting at their desks just waiting to receive your call. You'll get through quickly and easily without waiting. Want to also thank a donor. Now, you mentioned last hour that we only kind of barely made our goal.
Yeah.
And a lot of the reason we did was because of one donor.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, one donor named Zane gave us $5,000. So we want to say a very special thank you to Zane, who will now be a member of the Catholic Answers Founder Circle. And we'll be sending you information about that, Zane. Thank you so much for your generosity. It was because of you we were able to get to that goal. What that means is that we need to have more people.
Wow, that
contact us this hour.
that was close.
That was very close. So we don't want it to be that close again, but we are so appreciative of Zane's generosity. Please give us a call. We have lines open for you right now. People are waiting to take your call. Their lines are open. I can see it on our board. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, and you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can even go there on your phone because it works on your mobile device.
Yep.
So as long as you're not driving, You can whip out your phone and go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com right now and donate online.
888-291-8000. Our regular job is to answer questions about the Catholic faith. Today is an open forum. You're welcome to ask any question at all about the Catholic faith, and let us do some of that job right now. Victor in Michigan, listening on Holy Family Radio, you are up next. Victor, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Doing just fine.
I have a question about sin.
Mm-hmm.
So my friends and I, I'm a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
My friends and I play video games quite often, which a typical thing teenagers do.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends usually make, I mean, awfully explicit, you know, sexual jokes and references
mm-hmm.
when we're talking in the game.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I hate these, but I ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just say, hey, shut up, stop,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I'm thinking, is this considered with the three parts of a mortal sin, would this be considered a grave matter, me ignoring them? I'm kind of confused, like, should I be confessing this and then not playing with them so that they'll, so I don't hear this stuff? Like,
okay, so let's start with the three conditions of mortal sin. Now, in order for something to be mortally sinful, there has to be grave matter. You have to have, you know, complete knowledge of its moral character as being gravely sinful, and you have to deliberately do it anyway, even though you know what you're doing is gravely sinful. In this case, you don't know that what you're doing is gravely sinful, and therefore the conditions are not met, so you are not sinning mortally. Now, since you've asked the question, is it, you know, would it be mortally sinful to do this? The answer is no. You are not consenting to the comments they're making. In fact, you've told them not to make such comments, and so you've made it clear to them that you don't approve of those, so you're not giving them scandal. You also are not interiorly assenting to them. And so consequently, you're not required morally to break off contact with these people. There is just a certain amount of exposure to sinful things that's part of the human condition. We all know people, and everyone we know is a sinner. And as James says in his letter, if any man was perfect, he would bridle his tongue. But no man in this life is perfect, and so consequently, no man always bridles his tongue, and no man ever refrains from saying things he shouldn't, whether they're of a sexually explicit nature or of some other nature. So consequently, all of us hear things that people shouldn't actually say, and that's just part of life. You would have an obligation to break off contact with such people if it was posing a grave threat to your own morality, but it doesn't appear to be doing that because you've said you don't approve of these things. It's a source of distress to you that people are talking this way. And so it doesn't appear to be a threat to your morality. If it became one in the future, well, you might need to break off contact then, but you don't need to now. And consequently, the fact that you're in contact with them and you haven't cut them off and you've even urged them to correct their behavior, that's likely playing a positive role for them. That's giving them a reason to reevaluate what they're doing and to do this kind of behavior less. So you're actually performing a spiritual work of mercy by helping these people out. Now, you want to be sure and do it in the most positive way that you can. You know, it's a common situation in society today. You need to show a loving Christian witness to people, and there may be loving ways you could tell them. Rather than just saying, shut up, you might say, you know, language guys, or hey, that makes me uncomfortable, can you not do that, or things like that. You may be able to find ways of putting a softer touch on some of the ways you help them. But remaining in contact with people, even when they're not living the way God would want, and helping them grow towards God, even if it's by little steps, is something that is a valuable service, and it's a spiritual work of mercy. So if the games you're playing are otherwise wholesome and, you know, or not morally problematic in any event, then you could be providing a service to these people by continuing to befriend them and continuing to provide a Christian witness to them.
Thank you so much for that call, Victor. 888. Oh, I want to give out. I, I'm I have two numbers in my head, so I'm going to get this
straightened out. They both start with 888,
though. And that's the thing, is they both start. So I could have just gone on with one, I guess.
Yeah.
You're right, because I didn't.
There's a little detour cul-de-sac we're on conversationally right now.
Yeah. Do you think that's rare with me? That is not a rare occurrence that I go on the conversational cul-de-sac.
You just hit a sub-cul-de-sac.
888-291-8000 is the number. A whole bunch of lines open. So before we go to another call, I just wanted to mention that a whole bunch of lines are open. The folks who are answering the phones are staff members here at Catholic Answers. They've stopped doing what they usually do for the 2 hours that we're on the air here, whether they are in accounting or publishing, whether they are in shipping or in the video department. There's a whole bunch of departments, and they have stopped doing what they're doing to take your calls. They would love to get a call from you now. We have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, trying to use that all up. Any donation, any pledge you make will be matched dollar-for-dollar up to $10,000 this hour, 888-291-8000. Let's fill those phones up.
And as you know, Cy, we have not just an hourly goal because we want to meet that match. We have an overall drive goal.
Right.
And right now we are behind on our overall drive goal. I can see on our monitor board that we're now more than halfway through the 6 hours on the show that we get to talk about this.
Right.
We've done 2 hours yesterday, 1 hour today. So we're more than 50% of the way through the drive. We're over the hump now. We're heading towards the finish line. But guess what? We have only raised 34% of our goal for this drive. So even though we made last hour's hourly goal, we are behind on our overall drive goal. So we really do need to hear from people. There are folks standing by right now with open lines. You can give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That even works on your phone, so it couldn't be more convenient. Cy, you know, I hear these numbers about how many radio towers we're on and how many people support us per tower. What's the current number?
13.
13 people per tower.
13.
We'd love to get that up to 14 or 15 or even higher. But of all the people who are listening and drinking in the information that we are putting out for free on Catholic Answers Live, very few actually end up supporting it. So we want to say a special thank you to those who do, and we want to give a challenge to those of you who have not yet supported or who haven't supported in a while. We do need to hear from you. Your generosity is something that God will reward. One of the things that is a significant theme in the New Testament is the fact that God rewards people's generosity. And when he rewards it, it's not just in this life. It's in the next life too, because the deeds we do in this life carry consequences in eternity. So when you do generous, loving things in this life, like supporting the preaching of God's word on the radio, that will follow you into the next life, and you'll receive not just a temporal reward in this life, but an eternal reward in the next life. And as St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, God loves a cheerful giver. And God loves it when you cheerfully support the preaching of his word, such as here on Catholic Answers Live. So we really do need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000. We have, it looks like about half of the lines are open right now. So we've got lots of people standing by, but we need to fill up those phone lines because otherwise we're not going to get to our overall drive goal. We may not even get to our hourly goal without hearing from you. Please call us 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. Let's fill up those phone lines. Let's use up that $10,000 match. Jimmy, there's a discussion going on Facebook, and they would like your help with this. It's a two-question conversation that's going on. One, is it okay to name your guardian angel? And two, is it okay to ask your guardian angel to reveal the name?
To quote Buckaroo Banzai, yes on one and no on two.
Oh.
So there is an organization called Opus Angelorum, which means the work of the angels. And okay. this organization had a foundress who claimed to receive private revelations involving the names of angels, of names of people's guardian angels. And the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith got involved in this and said, we really don't want you doing that. And so they ended up revising their statutes so that they no longer had this practice, and consequently, they were subsequently approved.
Ah.
So today, Opus Angelorum is an approved Catholic organization, but the encounter they had with the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith indicated that the faithful should not be trying to inquire the angels, asking their names to be revealed by private revelation. That's something we need to leave to God. In terms of, could you give your own angel a nickname, knowing full well that this isn't going to be your actual angel's name?
Right.
Well, they haven't really addressed that question, but as long as you're not representing it as, oh, this is divine revelation or even private revelation,
yeah.
then it's—
Or the actual name.
Or the actual name. Yeah. It's just what you choose to call as a nickname
yeah.
your angel. That's something that hasn't been prohibited, and so it would in principle be permitted.
All right, Facebook. I hope that was helpful to everybody there who's having that conversation. Again, we are we're coming up on the end of the middle day of our three-day pledge drive. We're very grateful for everyone who has called to make their pledge or donation. I have not mentioned this yet, so I want to do that now, because there are some folks who have the financial means to make a donation of $500 or $1,000 or maybe even a couple thousand dollars. And we do have a special gift we're able to give out to those who are who can make that $500 donation or more. In addition to getting the two books that we're sending out to everyone who makes a $20 a month pledge, that's Bad Shepherds from Rod Bennett and Steve Weidenkopf's History of the Catholic Church called Timeless. We'll send you both of those if you can make a $20 pledge per month. But if you're able to give a one-time gift of $500, we can also add to those two books the really magnificent Great Adventure Bible, Your Journey Through the Bible from Ascension Press. It's a Catholic Bible. It's got all kinds of helpful things to kind of give you a roadmap through the Bible as you're reading it, because many people pick up the Bible and maybe feel a bit lost. Some pick up the Bible and feel completely lost. Look, you're dealing with texts that are thousands of years old, peoples and places that have different names now or may no longer exist. And so it's not hard to get lost in the Bible. So this is a magnificent book. They have kept having to reprint it. It is the Holy Bible, but it included with the Bible. Is a kind of roadmap for you with notes and maps and color-coded guidelines. So if you're able to make a $500 or more pledge right now, we'll in addition to the other books that we're sending folks who can make a $20 a month pledge, we'll send you the Great Adventure Bible from Ascension Press. The number 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. And I imagine we are going to need some of those $500, $1,000, or $2,000 donations to make our match this hour. Last hour, we needed a $5,000 donation. God blessed us with Zane, who made that contribution, and so we made our match. But if you're one of those people who can do that, and I know that that's not everyone, and I sometimes almost feel a little sheepish about asking, but I know there are people who have those kinds of funds, 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000.
And we're definitely going to need some larger donations. Right now, we're 20 minutes into this hour, so we're a third done with the hour, and we have not yet made a third of our matching gifts, our matching challenge for this hour. We're a little under a third, and we're already a third of the way done with the show, so so we're going to need to make up some lost time.
Well, I know we got one more donor because Wayne on Facebook said that question about the angels. Mm-hmm. That was his question. He said it's the first time he's ever had a question directly answered on Catholic Answers Live. And then he wrote, I guess I better donate.
That would be awesome.
There you go, Wayne. Thank you very much. 888-291-8000 is the number. And we're going to do our regular job now. We're going to go to Ann in Western Michigan, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Ann, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, thank you. I met with a an elder at a Protestant non-denominational Bible church a couple of weeks ago, just to talk about the differences between what they believe and what the Catholic Church teaches, because that's my husband's church, and I wanted to kind of, you know, learn about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talked about a lot of the differences, and it kind of came to the conclusion that he believes that around the time of Constantine, the church completely changed all their doctrines, and all of the people that believed the right things were killed off by persecution, and no one got it right until the Protestant Reformation, and that for like that 1,200 or so years, there just was no true church.
Uh-huh.
And I had never heard that before, so I was just kind of hearing blindly, like, what?
Yeah.
And, I'm just kind of curious.
Right. This is an idea that kind of was a staple of anti-Catholic apologetics for many years. You don't hear it so much anymore. You especially do not hear it from Protestants who are familiar with church history. Today, Protestant scholars are more in touch with what happened before the Reformation, and they recognize that this whole idea that Constantine fundamentally corrupted the church just doesn't have a historical basis. One of the ways that you might be able to help this gentleman understand that this is not true is by showing him that the church before the time of Constantine lived in the early 300s. And one of the ways you could help him out is by showing him that the early church before Constantine had the same fundamental teachings, including on distinctly Catholic matters, that it did after the time of Constantine. And a good way to do that actually would be with a book that I put together a number of years ago, partly just for this purpose. The book is called The Fathers Know Best. And what it does is it takes 50 different topics and traces the – it has a chapter per topic, and it traces the teaching of the early church fathers on that topic, beginning with the New Testament and then talking about the earliest church fathers and then through the time of Constantine and beyond. And it thus demonstrates the continuity of Catholic teaching. And so if he has an objection, say, to the teaching that the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist is true, or that baptism regenerates us, or that it's appropriate to pray to the saints, or many other things that are commonly rejected in non-denominational Bible churches, this book would actually help him see that, nope, these were there before Constantine. They've always been part of Christian teaching. And so I'd recommend maybe getting a copy of The Fathers Know Best and showing it to him and seeing if he'd read it.
Great. I actually have that book right in front of me.
Oh, awesome.
Anne, thank you so much for that call. It is open forum today on Catholic Answers Live, and we've got lots more calls to get to, and we will get to them. I, again, want to come back to you and remind you that we are in at the – well, we're past the halfway point now. We're 23 minutes past the halfway point of our three-day pledge drive. We just come to you 6 hours out of every 3 months to ask you for your support. We try not to talk to you about it more than just a fraction of the 6 hours. Each hour, we try to make sure we're answering plenty of calls. It's, you know, so we can keep doing what we're here to do. Catholic radio, when you look at the last 21 years of Catholic radio, really it has been an enormous explosion of Catholic radio stations and Catholic radio programming over the last 21 years. Catholic Answers Live has been there the whole way. And it's what it is. It's a massive lay movement. And I don't think you hear it reported on enough. I don't think people talk about it enough as a great sign of hope in the world that Catholic lay people have started radio stations, started programs, started apostolates like Catholic Answers. And lots of other Catholic people have supported them, have said, yes, I want to be part of that. We need to share the fullness of the good news, the fullness of the truth about Jesus and his church with as many people as we can. I think it's a very natural Catholic impulse, but it's one that, frankly, I think for whatever reason was not fully actualized until the last 20 years. And now there are hundreds of Catholic radio stations across the country. This program is on about 360 radio stations across the country.
We'd love it to be available, and even more, we'll make it available for free to any station that wants to put us on.
People can just take it and put it on. We don't – anybody. So – By the way, if we're not on your local Catholic radio station,
let them know.
Please remind them that we are here for free for any Catholic radio station. But the, and the reason we can do that is because of you, the donors. Yeah. I mean, you make that possible. It's not free, but we don't charge the radio stations.
It's not free to us to produce.
Right. You pay for it. You pay for it. And thank God that you do. But I want you to know that, that this is a great movement of laity in the Catholic Church, and it's changing the world. It really is having an enormous impact to share the full truth about Jesus, about his church, and frankly, in today's world, about reality and moral truth. And you're making that happen. Can you give us a call? Keep us funded for the next 3 months, 888-291-8000.
You know, Si, we're going to be having to take our hard break here in just a moment. And that means that it's an excellent time for you to give us a call. You won't miss anything. The number is 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. This is an awesome time for you to contact us and make your donation. We've got lines available. Please give us a call here during the break.
888-291-8000. Open forum with Jimmy Akin. We'll continue next hour. We'd love to give away some of these Bibles.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. There are a lot of misconceptions about the Catholic faith. We clear them up on Call to Communion, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Open forum today on Catholic Answers Live, and we are right in the midst of our quarterly pledge drive. I see on the screen now. Lots of folks did call during the break, but there's a line open.
About half the lines are open. And that, incidentally, just illustrates just how quick and easy it is to make your donation, that we could have the lines basically full and now half of them are open. It's a very quick, easy process. We've got lots of people standing by waiting to take your donation right now at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We have an overall goal. We are more than a third of the way there yet. We're not to 40% of the way there yet. We're well over halfway done with the pledge
drive. We need to be, by the end of this hour, where we should be is 67% of the way to our overall goal, because we'll be two-thirds of the way through the drive. But unless we have a lot of very generous help in the next 40 minutes, we are not going to make it to 67% of our overall goal. So
we can do it. We can. I feel it, Jimmy.
With people's help, we can.
Yeah, right.
But the way to do that is contact us, 888 888- 291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We had an anonymous donation earlier this hour for $4,000. Thank you so much, Anonymous. And also,
Anonymous calls from time to time.
We answer a lot of questions. And Anonymous's voice keeps changing. Jesus donated $1,000, so thank you so much. Anonymous will now be part of the Catholic Answers Founders Circle, and Jesus will be part of the Catholic Answers President's Club. So we want to make sure that if you're able to make one of the more generous donations, if you've been blessed financially and you want to share that blessing so that God's Word can continue to be proclaimed here on Catholic Answers Live, we want to make sure that you get all the benefits that you're entitled to as a result of making such a donation. So be sure and give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And regardless of the amount that you're able to donate, we really appreciate all of the help that you're able to offer us.
888-291-8000 is the number. If you can make a monthly pledge, again, monthly pledges are a very special category of giving because they give us a steady stream of income that we know we can count on. And for planning purposes, for knowing what we can do this year, that makes a big difference. So I said 20, and Chris Check, our president, told me it should be 18. So I apologize for the mistake. But if you can pledge $18 or more per month, we're going to send you two books, Bad Shepherds, The Dark Years in Which the Faithful Thrived While the Bishops Did the Devil's Work. It sounds dark, and it is kind of dark, but it's a very hopeful book in that the point of it all is, look, for thousands of years there have been misbehaving bishops, and God still causes his church to thrive. So you're going to enjoy that one because it's a good, fun read too. And then Timeless, A History of the Catholic Church from the wonderful historian Steve Weidenkopf. They both come to you if you can make a monthly pledge. When you call, just tell the person that you're calling, I want to make a monthly pledge. And they'll know right what to do. In about 2 minutes, it'll be done. And then we'll be able to send you those books, and we'll also be able to count on that funding month after month for the rest of the year. 888.
And even though you only need to make an $18 a month donation for those, don't let it stop you from going for a nice round number like $20.
Yeah, or 50.
Yeah.
I think Chris Check is rubbing off on me.
Uh-huh.
I just leap from 20 to 50. 888-291-8000. Let us answer some more questions. Christopher in Minnesota watching on YouTube Live. You are up next, Christopher. Your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yes. So I have a question about marriage and the priesthood.
Okay, what's the question?
I understand about Vatican II and how they made a sort of a decision to have the priests not marry, but the Byzantines, as far as I know, still can marry. Mm-hmm. In fact, there was a Byzantine priest in Ohio that I went to a sermon with. He had a wife and kids, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering why doesn't the church just revert back to at least giving the option of marriage?
Okay, so there are a few things I guess to say here. The first one is it's not the case that Byzantine Catholic priests or other Catholic priests of Eastern churches can marry. It's that married men in many of the Eastern Catholic churches can be ordained as priests. Once you've been ordained, you don't get to marry in any of these in any Catholic church. So you have to be married prior to ordination. And so that's something we should note. All of the different Catholic churches recognize the importance of celibacy in some situations. And one of those is being a bishop. You will not find married bishops in any Catholic church, including the Eastern ones. So in Eastern Catholic churches, including Byzantine churches, the bishops are only selected from the unmarried priests. In terms of why the discipline is different in the Latin Rite, well, the Latin Rite does have some married priests, not very many, and they tend to be men who were ministers in another Christian church before they became Catholic. But the Latin Church has found that there is a benefit to having unmarried clergy because they're able to devote themselves full time to the service of the gospel in a way that they could not, and that would be irresponsible of them to do if they had a family. Because if you have a wife and kids, you have to devote time to your wife and kids. You cannot simply devote yourself exclusively to serving the Lord the entire time. This is one of the things that St. Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians. He talks about how an unmarried person is able to devote themselves fully to the Lord, but if you're married, your interests are divided because you have to devote time to pleasing your spouse and to raising your children and so forth. That's one reason why in his letters to Timothy, Paul tells Timothy to be a good soldier of Christ and not to become entangled in civilian affairs, but to be a good soldier and devote himself fully to fighting the good fight on behalf of Jesus Christ. And this has been a very successful policy for the Latin Rite of the Church. It is, after all, the largest of the different Catholic churches, so it would be difficult to argue that this policy has hurt the Latin Rite of the Church. It's something that helps guarantee that Latin Rite priests are available to people. You know, if there's an emergency in the middle of the night, or you need to make an appointment at a special time of day because you have your own work or something that you need to do, it makes priests much more available to care for the members of the faithful. In addition to the practical benefit of celibacy, there's also the fact that it conforms priests to their ultimate destiny. It conforms them to the image of Christ, because Christ himself was celibate. He did not marry. His bride is the church. And in the same way, by not marrying a human bride, priests are able to devote themselves to their churches as if they were their bride. Also, all of us in the next life, according to Jesus, are going to be in an unmarried condition. We'll all be like the angels. And the fact that many priests, and especially in the Latin Rite, already embody that aspect of our final destiny in this life is a sign of holiness and of the breaking through of the next age into this age. So it's been a very practical and successful policy for the Latin Rite. That's not to say that it can't be revisited in the future, and it may be at some point. It's not a matter of doctrine. It's just something that has been very successful and that also has a special relationship. It involves a special form of consecration to Christ, since one is denying oneself something that's otherwise very good in order to be more fully consecrated to Jesus and to his work.
Thank you so much, Christopher, for that call. It is open forum today. Jimmy Akin is our guest, and we're taking a little time out between questions to let you know that we are raising the money to stay on the air for the next 3 months, to keep producing this program for the next 3 months. You've been very, very generous. Lots of folks have been very, very generous. But we need that generosity to continue we've got about 2 hours and
20 minutes.
20 minutes left that we're going to come to you and ask you for your help. And we're not 40% of the way there yet. So I have a confidence that we can make the 100% by the end tomorrow.
That would be really great.
Yeah. But it, as Jimmy said, it was not going to happen without a lot of help. So
yeah,
we need the help. I want to say again that I didn't mention this earlier, and I want to keep mentioning it. If you're able to give a $20 per month pledge, $18 or more month, $18 per month or more pledge, we are able to send you two very fine books, Steve Weidenkopf's History of the Catholic Church called Timeless, and Bad Shepherds, Rod Bennett's book about the dark years in which the faithful thrived, but the bishops did the devil's work. Both are exciting reads, and we want you to have them.
You know what? One of the things that makes them exciting is they tell stories.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
People,
that's right.
We're wired for stories.
Right.
People love stories, and, you know, especially stories that involve drama. And obviously, if you've got bishops misbehaving,
that's drama.
Or you read church history in general,
yep,
it's filled with drama.
One drama after another.
So these are very interesting, very exciting things to read. And you want to be sure and get them. The way to do that is by calling 888-291-8000 and pledging $18 or more a month, or going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and setting up a monthly donation for $18 or more a month. You can do it right there. We do have lines available for you right now. If people are able to donate more than $18 a month, for example, if they're able to make a $500 one-time donation, what do people get for that, Cy?
Well, in addition to the two books, because we'll also send you the two books, but in addition to that, we want to send you the Great Adventure Bible. It's from Ascension Press. It's sold out. You couldn't get this Bible for a while. I mean, they printed several thousand copies, and it just sold out. I mean, people love this. It's a magnificent Bible. It's color-coded. It's got maps. It's got all kinds of things, so that when you're reading the Bible, you know where you are. You know who these people are that are being referred to, the situation, which I think is probably the most needed thing for most people to actually tackle the Bible. You just need to help. Where am I? What century is this? What's the geographic location? Who are the different people that are being mentioned?
Who are those Hittites?
What even is a Hittite?
The Hittites were people that lived in southern Turkey, and they were the big enemies of the Egyptians. But that didn't stop some Hittites from living in Israel and worshiping Israel's God, like Uriah the Hittite, the original husband of David's wife, Bathsheba.
And how'd that work out for Uriah?
Not so well, but but it did lead to the birth of Solomon.
Right, and the Davidic line. So look, here's the deal. You can have that. You can just have Jimmy Akin come over to your house and read the Bible to you and explain it all the way through. Or you can make a $500 pledge right now and get the magnificent Great Adventure Bible sent directly to your home. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Almost every line is open right now. Two lines have a caller on them. So now would be the time. We are in need. We're not yet near where we need to be to start hitting our goals that we need to hit today to be on track to finish this thing tomorrow in a healthy way. So we really need your call. Have you got that $500? Are you one of those people who's especially blessed and could do $1,000?
Yeah.
We have had donors of $5,000 and $4,000. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me that there are people of that kind of generosity and those kinds of means, but they're out there. Maybe you're one of them. Now's the time. We are in need. 888-291-8000.
And I wanted to make sure, you know, while we were reviewing the different levels and what we're able to give you at different levels, if you are able to make one of those larger donations, like $1,000, just $1,000 one-time donation, or spread it out over the course of a year, if you're able to give $1,000, then we'll enroll you in the Catholic Answers President's Club, and you'll get a variety of benefits from that, including the right to all the products we publish during the course of a year.
That's pretty
for
good.
Free. If you're able to donate $5,000 or more, we'll enroll you in the Catholic Answers Founder Circle, which has additional benefits, including being invited to Catholic Answers annual Founders Circle Retreat, where we involve you in the future planning of the ministry, because we recognize the importance of involving people who are big supporters of the ministry in its future work. And so we have a bunch of benefits that we'd love to share with you if you're able to make those donations. The way to do it is either by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or by calling 1-888-291-8000. And as I said, those don't have to be all at once donations. You could just donate $1,000 spread out in monthly terms or $5,000 spread out in monthly terms to make it easy for you.
So that's something – $1,000 is something like $85 a month.
Something like that, ballpark. Yeah. And similarly, it's like less than $500 a month to do $5,000.
And you're enrolled in these
– higher giving societies.
Yeah. The giving societies, right. And the Founders Circle Retreat has actually been really helpful to us.
It has. Like, a lot of great ideas come out of that.
Yeah, wonderful ideas for us. So we'd love to have you as a member of the Founders Circle if you can make that $5,000 donation. The President's Club, if you can make that $1,000 donation. And we I know that there are people that can do it, and I just want to appeal to you to let you know we're trying to keep this pledge drive on track so that we are fully funded by the close of business tomorrow. And if you can make that $500 donation right now, we'll send you the Holy Bible with the Great Adventure, all the notes in it for you, and we'll send you the two books. Just pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000.
Just to give you an update on our overall drive goal, we have made up some ground because at the beginning of this hour, we were only 33% of the way there.
Yeah.
And now we are at 41% of the way to our overall drive goal. We're still nowhere close to 67%, though, which is where we would ordinarily want to be at the end of this hour.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do need to hear from folks. The number again, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
Up next on the line, Jordan in Detroit, Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Jordan, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, good evening, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick question on, is there a difference in Scripture between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven?
No, they're the same thing. One of the things that you may have noticed in different languages is people will often have substitute words that they use for terms that are particularly sensitive. This is one of the reasons why in the Old Testament, if you're reading a Bible in the Old Testament, it usually won't say Yahweh. When it refers to the name of God, instead it'll say the Lord. And the reason for that is because prior to the time of Christ, the name of the Lord became very sensitive because it's a holy name. And so it became very sensitive for many Jewish people, and they started substituting the Hebrew word Adonai, which means my Lord, in place of Yahweh. And that practice got picked up by the New Testament writers as well. Well, something similar happened with the word for God. So for people coming from a Jewish background in the first century, it could be a little sensitive to say the word God. And so they'd substitute a word that's closely associated with God in place of it, namely heaven, because heaven is where God lives. And so when you read about the angels of heaven, it means the angels of God. Or when you read about the kingdom of heaven, it means the kingdom of God. And that's why if you look in Mark and Luke, which weren't written for Jewish audiences, you'll find the phrase kingdom of God more often. But you look at the parallel passage in the Gospel of Matthew, which was written for Jewish Christians, you'll find that he takes the same sayings but will say kingdom of heaven instead of kingdom of God. They mean the same thing.
Jordan, thank you very much for that call. The number here, I'm just reporting the facts. I'm not trying to put any pressure on anybody, but more than half of the lines are available right now. Let's put it that way. More than half of the lines are available right now. And, the note that I'm looking at says 41% of the way to the goal. It may be more than that. If it's more, it's 1 or 2%.
Yeah. I'm seeing 42% now. It's just been updated.
Okay. 42% of the way to the goal. So them's the facts. And if you can help us right now to get this pledge drive fully on track so we will be fully funded to continue this program for the next 3 months, just dial 888-291-8000. I really would like to give away more of these Bibles. I neglected to mention it earlier in the program. If you can make that $500 donation, we'd love to give you the Great Adventure Bible. It will be.
And I know we can give away one more of them because Chris has just donated $518.75.
Wow.
Also, John has just donated $1,000. Thank you so much, John. That was in the last 2 minutes.
God bless you, brothers. Thank you.
Diana has also donated $1,037.50, which is awesome. We have a lot more people who are donating additional amounts. Alan has donated $500, and so has Jason. So thank you very much to all of you, as well as everyone who's been contacting us, either by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or by calling 888-291-8000. You know, Si, something I don't think we've talked about yet today, certainly, is the fact that if you're listening to the show afterwards—
Oh, that's a good point, Jimmy.
You can still make your donation.
Right.
Even if you're in another time zone or another country, entirely, and you might not be able to call our toll-free number, although you can if you use international dialing. But if you're not able to conveniently call, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation there online, no matter what time of day it is, no matter what time zone you live in, no matter what country you live in. In fact, you don't even have to do it during a drive. You can, if you're listening to this months later, you could still go and make your donation online and get the premiums that are associated with the drive that's underway then, because we always have something that we're offering.
Yeah.
And
CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you go to do that. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you are listening months from now, can you tell me – can you just call and tell me who won the NBA championship? I would really like to know how the Celtics did.
And if they have an anti-tachyonic telephone, they can do that.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Jimmy. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Everybody on staff here, well, everybody who's available, who's not doing this show with us, is waiting on the lines. The lines are still looking like they need more than half to fill them up. So 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. Every donation makes a huge difference. It really does. As Jimmy was saying, and as Tim and I discussed earlier, 13 people per tower make this program possible. So if you feel like, oh, my, you know, $5 donation doesn't matter, my $10 donation doesn't matter, there's only 13 other people giving to the who are listening on the same signal you're listening to right now.
On average.
So you bump that up to 14. If you don't think that's significant,
that's a 14% increase.
I was just doing the math in my head, Jimmy, and a week from now I would have gotten that answer. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. I think we can answer Michael's question real quick before we have to make another appeal. Michael mm-hmm. in Garden Grove, California, watching on YouTube. Real quick, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yeah, hi. Recently there's been the celebration of the what's commonly known as the Chinese New Year.
Uh-huh.
I know it's really woven into or interwoven with Chinese astrology and mysticism and things like that. Yet, at Christ Cathedral here in the Diocese of Orange, California, there's been a big celebration, and I'm sad to report that there's a picture of Bishop Van standing next to Dragon Dancer, and I'm just informed by Catechism section number 2116, which tells us that we should avoid astrology and divination. How does this?
Okay, this all fit? Is Chinese New Year okay?
There's nothing uniquely sacred about the Western calendar that we use. It's just a way of keeping time, and the same. And so, as a result, you know, it's perfectly fine for other cultures to have other calendars, and just like we have New Year's celebrations here in the West,
right?
Based on the secular calendar, it's fine to celebrate other beginnings of the year that are celebrated in different cultures. It's also fine to have forms of celebration that are based on those cultures. Like if people do a certain kind of dance, you know, for New Year's, or maybe it involves a dragon puppet. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Puppets are okay.
Puppets are okay.
Because I have a Trent Horn puppet.
Do you?
And I'm very happy to – I've never shown it to you?
No.
Well, I'll let you finish your answer.
I'll look forward to that. However, if it goes beyond merely cultural practices into religious practices, including superstitious ones like, you know, believing that a certain thing is going to happen because it's a particular year of the pig or something like that, then that is a problem. But you can't say just because there's a celebration of Chinese New Year that that's – automatically wrong. You have to look at what's being done, and you have to exercise critical thinking to say, well, is this particular practice, not meaning celebration of Chinese New Year, but a specific thing that's being done to celebrate it, is this specific practice compatible with the Catholic faith or not? And some things like having a special dance or eating a special food, there's nothing problematic about that. as long as it doesn't go beyond that to be involved in some kind of non-Christian religious or superstitious practice.
Michael, thank you so much for that call and for that question. I note the needle is moving. We are now 44% of the way to our goal. We need a bunch of calls here as we close this thing out. What will happen when we go off the air, by the way, is that people will continue answering the phones as long as the phones keep ringing. So don't worry if you're like, oh, I'm in traffic right now. Well, but there's also the other option. When you get home, on your smartphone or your computer, you can just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge or donation. All of that will count. We are 44% of the way to the goal. And with a bullet, I would say, 888-291-8000.
And because this hour is ending, this is an awesome time to make a donation. You won't miss anything.
Yep.
And please do it while you're thinking about it. I know you've got good intentions. Oftentimes I'll mean to do something and then I'll let it fall through the cracks if I don't do it while I'm thinking about it. So you're thinking about it right now. You want to do it. Go ahead and do it. You won't miss anything. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Tomorrow, more open forum, a little bit more pledge drive. We'll get this thing done. 888-291-8000. Don't let anybody go home early. Dial that phone.